Hey, here we go. We're back. This is your host, David John Oates, and I am with you from Oregon. And in this part of the program, I don't think we've got my guest yet. Do we have a guest with us? Deb?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you? There you are.
I'm good, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. 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 All right. So, Deb Fitzgerald has been in reverse speech for 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah, it is. This is the third year, yes.
3 years, 3 years, yeah. Yeah, Deb's a reverse speech practitioner. She's a very good one. She's also a trainer, reverse speech trainer. She's on the payroll of reverse speech and in organizing the sorting out the massive amounts of homework that we have to mark. Well, I mark, but Deb does all the sorting out and reports back to the students. So there we go. So, hey, how are you finding your new career with reverse speech?
Very good, very good. I really enjoy it. And it's really quite interesting doing the homework because you get sort of a good overview, don't you, of different reversals?
Yes, you do. Yeah, I think it's a good way to learn, to listen to what other people document.
Yeah, that's it. And just to see it's good for me. The more you do that, the more that you can refine your own skills too.
Right.
So let's hope I do all right today when I play the reversals that I've got.
Well, I looked through the transcript you sent me. Now, you said you had soul ones, but there's no soul ones on this transcript.
I did. When I sent you the email last night, you know, my computer has put them somewhere, and do you think I could find them?
Oh, you don't have them.
So I'll have to. No. So I had to. Put forward this transcript, but yeah, I couldn't find them. So I've got to go through my computer and see where I've put them. Because they've
You've got to keep your soul reversal safe. They're the ones we want. That's a new direction. Did you see the lecture I gave you in Portland?
Right.
You saw the lecture in Portland, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw the link, but I actually haven't watched it as yet because of a bit of an interesting week that I've had.
Yes.
With the animals.
Yes, yeah. Lost your dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We had to put him down. So that was, a little sad and, just a little bit sort of not quite with it. So
it was 15.
Right? Yeah, 15 and a half he was. So he'd been with us for many, many years.
Yeah, that's old for a dog. Yeah.
It is, isn't it? He was a lab, so big dog. But, they normally only go to about 12.
Oh, do they?
So. Very old.
Yeah. I had a golden retriever. They normally go to about 12, and she lasted right till 12.
she ran off
right on time.
I will watch that because I'll be interested to see how you went with, that take on, reverse speech with the spirit, the soul. Very interrelated, aren't they, really?
Yeah, they certainly are. As I said in the first hour of the show, I've been doing it for 35 years. It's taken me a long time to come out publicly with this, the spiritual side of reverse speech, but I don't know. After 35 years and hundreds of thousands of reversals, this is what I've come to the conclusion of, that it is the spirit speaking. And, it discusses spiritual stuff.
And with most, every transcript, we really do get, some of those soul reversals, don't we?
Yeah, every transcript. It's everywhere. Yep. Yep. Maybe the most ultimate proof humanity has yet of the existence of a spiritual realm. True. It may very well be. Yeah. For those who take it seriously, I think that's what the ultimate implications of it are. Here we have inaudible form, how to hear the voice of the spirit. So that's exciting. Anyway, you don't have silent births for you. I'm going to chastise you.
No,
you are officially chastised. Huh?
Oh, no, I will find them.
Yeah, I know.
At some point, so, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a session here we're going to go through. Fill us in on the session.
Yeah, so this was a couple of mini business sessions. So I think we did about 15 minutes the first time and 30 minutes the second time. She just wanted to sort of get an idea of what was going on a business level. She was doing a new business venture and wanted to sort of see if it was successful or was going to be successful or not. And did she have any sort of issues or blocks around what she wanted to achieve? And was there anything that we needed then to do to help her business? So okay. We started off with this. So I've sort of put together a sort of a scenario of the two like small transcripts just to sort of give us an idea if there was issues going on that needed to be dealt with. And then that's why we ended up then doing a full round of session work.
Okay. All right. Well, with I can her. See. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. So, no. So once we did that, of course, we cleared a lot of the stuff that came up in, you know, what we're going to do today. But it was an interesting transcript, this one. She had a lot of conflict.
Yes, I'm just glancing through it. Yes. The first
and then
one
she had some good reversals.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, and then she had some good reversals mixed in with that to sort of show that there was going to be some success, I felt, once we cleared a lot of those blocks.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we start off with the first one, right? So,
yep.
So this is a business venture that he was embarking upon, right?
Yeah, it was a female.
She, right. Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Since Friday night, I felt really better, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
And backwards, get off Caesar.
Get off Caesar.
Oh, that's clear.
Get off Caesar.
Wow.
Get off Caesar.
Well, see, Caesar's an interesting metaphor. How did you describe the? How did you interpret that reversal for the client?
Well, it was an interesting one because, like, do you sort of say get off Caesar, as in, like, get off me type thing, or is she getting off with Caesar as sort of like she said she felt better in the forwards reversal, I mean, in the forwards statement. So it was like, is she drawing energy from Caesar or is she, you know, sort of pushing that energy away? So...
Yeah. Because if she's going on a business venture, Caesar's a good metaphor to have because that's to build your kingdom, expand your empire. But see, get off Caesar, that worries me. That's almost
what I thought.
Yeah. That's like not
so connect. We sort of treated
Yeah,
pushing away because of the way it's like get off Caesar. It's more not wanting to sort of, you know, go into that energy of being great and building an empire.
Right. Okay.
Even
so here's
though the forwards. Oh, sorry, go on.
That's okay. I was just going to play the forwards and reverse again.
Okay.
So the forwards.
Since Friday night, I felt really better, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
Get off Caesar.
Get off Caesar.
Get off Caesar.
Your levels are perfect. Your reversal's perfect. Oh, yes.
Oh, very good. But, yeah, so it's an interesting one, isn't it? So I, when we did the session work, I asked more about it, and she actually came up with some more reversals on Caesar. They were both, like, some were good, some were bad. So she was sort of struggling. And you can see in her forward statement there of, like, she felt better, to be honest, which was an interesting, you know, choice of words. And, you know, she was struggling with the fact that she was wanting to be great and there was obviously some issues there. So that sort of came more apparent.
Yeah, I would be working on that in the Meta War, personally.
Yes, we did. Yes, we took her to Rome. and got her into, you know, getting some wares sold and exchanged and reaping the benefits with the, you know, the merchants and the money.
Right. Okay. All right.
So that worked quite well.
Yep. All right. Now, this next reversal looks quite good.
Yes.
This is reversal two, so here's the forwards.
Big part of me thinks I want to make some easy money because I do so much work on everything.
And backwards, Earl Summer.
Earl Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Earl Summer.
Wow.
Earl Summer.
Two good reversals in a row from you, Dan. Gee whiz.
Yeah. What's that noise,
Dan? Get a noise? I don't have a noise.
Oh, no, I just heard some chiming and it sounded like you were at the pokies.
Oh,
so that was just weird.
It's just Asia. They slipped up.
Really?
Yeah. ASIO, for those of you who don't know, folks, is the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation. It's the Australia's CIA. We never hear anything about them, do we? They're just like, there's non-existent.
No.
Never hear anything about them. They're so secretive. Anyway, so.
Yes. So this was, I thought, quite a good reversal. Summer's, you know, bathing in good times, beneficial mental structures are forming. So I think she was trying to sort of engage in that high energy of Earl and Earl being your success.
Uh-huh.
Sort of for what she was doing.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I agree. Yeah, excellent. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The next one isn't so good again.
Oh, no. No, that's not a good one at all. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Sometimes I feel like I really have to work, push hard for stuff.
And farts if marsh.
Farts if marsh.
Oh, yeah.
Farts if marsh.
I'll be bothered.
Farts if marsh.
Oh, I've got to work. I have to work really hard. Push for stuff. Farts if marsh.
Yes.
If she gets stuck, she creates all sorts of negative energies. How I would interpret that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. So then, exactly what I was going to say. Because like marsh is like being stuck and waterlogged and in a bog.
Right.
And then farts is your negative. Reversal, isn't it? Your negative energy.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Yeah, so, no, she was sort of, you know, one not so good then, and so we worked with that again also in the session work, which made a big difference because, you know, we don't want people to have to sort of push hard for stuff, really. We want it to be easy, don't we?
Well, we do, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's clearly something that's got to be worked on. Oh, this next one looks a bit not so good as well. Okay. My brain goes to freeze mode. I don't want to deal with this stuff. It's the forwards. So here's the forwards.
My mind goes into freeze mode. It's like, I don't want to deal with this stuff.
And backwards, heart, see the weak.
Heart is in the weak.
Wow.
Heart is in the weak.
Wow.
Heart is in the weak.
Gee, who perpetrated you, Deb? Levels are good. Reversals are good.
Oh, I think a guy called David Oates.
You must have
very, very good. Yes, he was brilliant. See, I learned a lot. And these reversals I did in May last year. So I just finished session. I mean, practitioner. Yeah.
Well, they're good reversals. So heart, see the weak. How would you interpret that?
Your heart's your major emotional centre, isn't it? And if she's seeing the weak, it's like she's got she doesn't want to deal with stuff. It's like she doesn't, you know, want to recognise what she's going through. And she sees the weak within herself.
Right.
But doesn't want to deal with it. Does that make sense, yeah?
That makes sense, yep. Yeah, okay.
Something to work on, really, isn't it?
And that's why she's going into freeze mode. She sees the weakness inside of herself and she shuts down. Is that how you would see it?
Yeah, definitely.
And what we're doing, folks, these are typical session work reversals, and this is how we go through a session with a client. We play them the forwards, we play them the reverse, and then we talk about what it means, okay? So here we have the next one down. So here's the forwards.
I've got to turn these people into people that are going to come for healings and stuff beforehand. Do you know what I
mean? Okay, she's going to turn these people into people are going to come for healings. Oh, backwards, a wolf, he farts.
Oh, yeah.
She's pushing people away, isn't she?
Yes, yes. And, like, again, it's that, like, negative energy. So it's got to sort of, you know, we've got to turn that around.
Absolutely.
Because if she's got, the wolf too is her motivation.
Uh-huh.
And her drive, so it's sort of based on negativity rather than positivity, isn't it?
Yeah, right, wow.
And then look at the next one.
Oh, geez. Okay, all right. So here's the forwards. I sorted out all the folder yesterday. And backwards, yeah, but Satan.
Yeah, the Satan.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, Satan's perfect, isn't it?
Wow, what a reversal. I'm going to play that again for everyone. Here's the forwards.
We sorted out all the folder yesterday.
Yeah, but Satan.
Yeah, the Satan.
Wow.
Yeah, the Satan.
Yeah, the Satan.
Wow. Gee whiz. Oh, dear me.
It sounds like a forwards, doesn't it? Like it's really clear.
Yeah. She's running some real negative energy, isn't she?
Yes. So the business so far doesn't look as positive as it could be, of course. So definitely we then had to deal with the negative energy of Satan. You know,
yeah, she's pushing
destructive
people.
Destructive behavioural pattern.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, pushing people away. Yeah, no, definitely, you're right.
Yeah.
But then the next one is sort of like a good one thrown in.
Yeah, right. Okay. My inner muse, where we are. Okay, so here's the forwards.
But my inner muse does it?
And be money.
Be money.
Oh, yeah.
Be money. Be money.
Okay, well, okay, is there enough good forward for there to be unconscious consent? Do we have unconscious consent here?
I'm not too sure. She was talking about new modalities that she wanted to introduce into her business.
Right.
So that seemed like a positive thing for her to do, and be money, you know, she's got to step into that energy of money, doesn't she?
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
But I'm not sure, because I think when we started the full session work from scratch, of course, as you know, we did, we went through the process and we definitely then did get, of course, unconscious consent.
Yeah, right, okay.
When we did the actual session work. So I think we had some, whether I've pulled them out from here, I think there was a lot of yes, I want.
Yeah.
I didn't sort of pop those in. I popped these sort of more unusually sort of ones in. But, yeah, so I think she definitely was crying out for help when we did this session anyway.
What we're talking about unconscious consent, folks, is it's one of the things that we look for when we're doing session work with clients is there permission for the unconscious to change? The unconscious has got to want to change, and permission must be there to change. If we don't have what we call unconscious consent, we're going to have real problems in the change process. They're probably going to go into reverse reaction if you don't have unconscious consent. So, and if you don't get unconscious consent, then I've got a little metawalk that can create it. But it's not a nice little metawalk. It's a rather nasty one.
I haven't come across having to do anything like that with session workers yet. I've, touch wood, always had unconscious consent, which is great.
I haven't done one for a long, long, long time now. But it's part of the training program, and I guess it should be part of the training program because it is a valid trance technique. All right, next one along. Here we go, reversal number 8. And here is the forwards.
Gut thing, I think that's more ego. Like someone's...
Oh, dear. From now on, for some unknown reason, when I was doing this record, like doing the recordings for you last night, it went really fast. Are you able to slow it down in your software?
Yes.
Gut thing, I think that's more ego. What if someone sent me bad things and, you know...
Need that he mists.
Need that he mists.
Huh.
Need that he mists.
Huh.
Need that he mists.
Too sure what that would mean. Need that
he mists. Well, I sort of took it as the mist of heaven. The need for her to be in touch with that sort of higher sort of power, that higher self, that, you know, she needs that maybe, do you think?
That's possible. It could be missed, M-I-S-S-E-D. You've got M-I-S-T-S. Let's listen again.
Yeah, have a listen.
Need that he missed.
Oh, no, there's a on the end. Like, here's a miss.
Slight T. Yeah, at the very last one. So that's sort of, I just sort of thought, well, she needs something with that reversal, so perhaps that connection that was a bit of, you know, she liked that actual reversal. She just thought it sounded cool.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
So that was an interesting one.
All right, just hang on a sec, Deb. We have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy 2 Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free, 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for our final segment of this week's David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Reverse Speech Practitioners from Melbourne, South Australia, The one city in, not South Australia. Where, what planet am I on? Melbourne, Victoria is where Deb lives. Yes. So, okay, yes. So where are we up to? We're up to...
R9.
I hear Warn. Okay, let me get that up. Take great note of warning. I had a client yesterday who had three warnings in the one transcript.
Oh, really?
Yeah, conscious is really, her spirit's really, you're wanting her to hear. Okay, so here's the forwards.
I feel that if I had the money, just even in case, do you know what I mean? Like, just in case it doesn't all work out, or, you know, and dropping the numbers, should I drop the numbers? Yeah.
And backwards, I hear warn.
I hear warn.
Oh, yeah.
I hear warn.
Yeah.
I hear warn.
Yeah, okay, warn. Warn, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
So she's definitely going, like, she's hearing it, so she's acknowledging the fact that, like, in the forwards, she was going to drop the numbers so she didn't have to pay per head as for as many people that she had originally said for this seminar that she was holding. It was like a weekend seminar, the business venture. So she was sort of, you know.
So what was the one?
Where you see the forward, she said, I feel if I had the money, just in case it doesn't all work out, or should I drop the numbers? So if she didn't have the money, just in case it didn't work out the way she wanted it to, and she couldn't do what she set out to do in the first place, she'd drop the numbers from, I think it was from 50 to 30, which I think is in, then in the next reversal...
Why drop the numbers? You want more numbers to make more money, do you not?
Because they were paying per... So they were paying for the weekend and for the weekend sort of, you know, workshop. But she had already organised the accommodation and everything. So by the dropping the numbers, like, she had to pay for 50, even if 50 weren't there.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't feel she was going to get those 50, so she wanted to drop it to, say, 30. So she didn't actually have to pay for 50 when only 30 rocked up and she was out of pocket.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then when you look at the next reversal, it's like she said, even if I got 40 people, it doesn't look like that's a go either.
See, the next reversal is the same as Caesar sees get off Caesar. It's the same type of feel.
Yes.
So, that, which only verifies our initial interpretation of get off Caesar. Anyway, here we are, folks. For those who are wondering what we're talking about, here's the forwards.
The rest, you know, even if I've got 40 people, or 45 people, I would still make something.
And backwards, blank off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Oh, that's nice and clear. Nice and clear.
So it's immediate sort of... You know, well, you can either interpret it as that pure sense of the word of what it means, but can't you? Like, well, you know, the unconscious is saying that's not going to happen. You're not going to get 40 people.
Yeah.
And also, with that word, it's obviously a negative reversal and, you know, not quite so good to have either, really, is it?
No, not at all, no. Oh, dear. Okay. All right. So we'll move on to the next one. okay. All right. Elves see the need, hey? Little elves. Marvelous little creatures, elves. All right. Yeah. So here's the...
Terms about that and what...
Well, if I drop the numbers, like, say, this week, by the end of this week, then I won't have a $250 fee or anything.
This is elf see the need.
Elves see the need of.
You got a glitch on the end of that one.
Actually, it says of. I think I might have forgot to put of in.
Elves see the need of. Okay.
Elves see the need of.
I forgot to put it in.
I was about to chastise you. You didn't dump your reversals. Clip your reversals. Deb and I go through this every week. Deb and I do this every week, marking students' homework. Not clipped properly, levels aren't right, too many syllables.
Too soft, can't hear it properly.
Yeah, pull our hair out, redo.
it's an interesting way to do it, isn't it? But, I mean, most of the time there's some great reversals, isn't there? And then other times it's like, huh? But that's all part of the learning process.
Oh, yeah.
Learning to sort of pick those that are a bit cray-cray. I know when I started, I thought, I'm never going to get this. Mm. I don't know how I'm going to find a good reversal, let alone one that makes sense.
Well, you did.
And I know. How about that?
Just got to stick at it. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And listen to the teacher. And do what the teacher tells you to do.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I'll see the need of. So go ahead. Oh, what was that beep? Hello? Hello, Deb? Okay, did I lose internet connection? Okay, I heard a beep, and then we lost Deb. See, that's ASIO. That's the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation. They're monitoring our calls. Although I don't know what they would be at least be interested in this phone call for. We're talking about metaphors and elves and Caesar and Satan and what's that all got to do with anything? These are all the metaphors and archetypes of reverse speech, and reverse speech is riddled with them. All sorts of metaphors and archetypes, hundreds and hundreds of them. And interpreting them and working out exactly what they mean becomes a little bit difficult at times. So anyway, the studio is trying to get Deb back, and we got a voicemail. Oh dear! You know what? Those two beeps probably means a battery. Oh, you are back.
I'm back. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. I was talking and I just heard this clunk.
Yeah, I heard these two beeps. See, it's ASIO. I told you.
That's right. How bizarre. So, no, sorry about that. So, you might not have heard, did you hear me say about the elf being like the mental processing of the brain?
So, go back and explain.
And it sends messages. So I think she's sort of beginning to, she sees the need, like what she's saying in the foreword, she's beginning to see the need of what she is thinking. So it's sort of like her unconscious is coming to that realization of, you know, I hear the warn, obviously the blank off, you know, it's not going to happen, so therefore do what you need to do. You reckon?
Yep. All right. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. So we're moving on to R11, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me just close some of these other files out. I think I'll have to bring out my reversals about ASIO. Shock everyone up. All right, here's the forwards.
Outgoings, anyway. I've got to pay for them. Do you know what I mean?
And backwards, mother fear.
Mother fear.
Oh, yeah.
Mother fear.
Wow.
Mother fear.
Ooh, is that like the mother of all fears?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, down the bottom, we'll come up to it, and shortly is a reversal that says a name, that fear. So it's sort of like she did give it a name, like the mother of all fears.
Oh, she's personified the fear. It's become part of who she is.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. And you were able to successfully shift all this with MetaWalks, right?
Yes. No, we did the session work. We cleared, like when we got to the post-war, which is the recording you do at the very end to see what changes have been made, we had some great reversals. Like she conquered Rome.
Excellent.
With what we did with the, you know, in the Rome, we did the Rome meta walk. And she had connected to her Earl. And I can't quite remember the reversals. They were all very positive, so they were great. And then she went ahead and did this business venture in November of last year, and it was brilliant. and everyone booked for this year's one. Plus, like, she'll have more people coming along, so everyone's sort of told, you know. Yeah. And, like, maybe it was just beginning to for her to realise that maybe she didn't need 50, she only needed a small group to then start that process. It was her first sort of one of that sort of calibre, you know, that type of workshop that she was doing. So, no, so it was great, yeah. She loved the metal walks. They were really good. She really enjoyed doing them. And she definitely felt the shifts.
Excellent.
You know, that's within the time of doing the metal walks. And then, like, it just kept following through afterwards as well, you know.
That's great. That's great. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, and then, like, with the next reversal, you'll see that there's, like, a little positive again. It's a nice little reversal.
Nice one. All right, so here's the forwards.
Do I need to, you know, go do some more live?
I'll warm the sea.
I'll warm the sea.
Ooh.
I'll warm the sea.
Ooh.
I'll warm the sea.
Don't like that one, Dev. I'm sorry.
No, it's a little bit faster now that I'm listening to it. It might even be warm, do you think? Maybe it's not so good after all.
I'll warm the sea. I'll warm the sea.
I'll warm the sea.
I'll warm the sea.
No.
I'll warm the sea.
Yeah, it's very quick, isn't it?
Throw it out. That one's gone. That's okay.
That's not bad. That's only one so far. That's good. That's good.
That's not bad. All right. Next one okay. So here's the forwards.
To advertise and to get, you know, all these funnels and everything happening, it's like you've just got to keep paying money. And
this one is egg is disaster.
Egg is disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Egg is disaster.
Well, that's certainly there.
Egg is disaster.
Oh, dear me. Gee, whiz. That's a
negative. I know.
Oh, my.
Yes, isn't it? Like the beginning of a new business venture, so to speak, is going to be a disaster.
Yes, that's not a good one at all. No.
No. So we definitely dealt with that one in session work.
Yeah, you'd have to deal with that one. And this next one is also not good.
No.
Here's the forwards.
Right, I want to focus on some other things and other workshops and stuff, but I...
And this one says, Hearts This Crush Earl.
Hearts This Crush Earl.
Huh.
Hearts This Crush Earl. Hearts This Crush Earl.
Strange grammar. Hearts This Crush Earl. Wonder what that means.
Well, I sort of thought, like, her emotional, like, hearts is the emotional sort of stuff she's got going on that she didn't want to look at, and it was stopping her. And so it was crushing her success.
Right, right.
By not sort of recognising or wanting to sort of go move into knowing about it. Remember the reversal we had above was that freeze?
Yeah.
And not wanting to deal with stuff or look at stuff. So, yeah, I thought may have been a bit sort of related to that. So we did do some heart work when we worked in the metal walks. I did the standard heart image.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right, well, it's important. All right, and this next one is the fear again, of course. Where are we? Here we go. So here's the forwards.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring in the money archetypes and learn about those and then bring them in and do past life stuff because everyone's got issues with money.
And backwards, and name that fear.
And then that fear.
Oh,
and then
that's clear.
And then that's clear.
You know, I'm actually hearing I name that fear. Let me do it again. I name that fear.
And then that's clear.
You did I should have kept it as I. I had it as I originally. Even when I reported it to her, it was I. Last night I changed it to
and then your teacher
because
goes,
I listened to it last night at 2 a.m. when I was putting them across for you and thought, oh, is that an I or an A? So I should have kept it. So I'm going to change it back to my original I then.
I know that fear. You're talking about money. The fear is money, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I've known her for a long, long time. And that has been the major thing of, you know, different scenarios throughout her time that I've known her. It's been based around money.
All right. So listen to the thoughts again, folks.
Yeah. And I wanted to bring in the money archetypes and learn about those and then bring them in and do past life stuff because everyone's got issues with money.
And I name that fear.
And then that fear.
Wow.
And then that fear.
And then that fear.
Yeah, nice and clear. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Yep, okay. And then we've got, oh, this next one is not good either. Okay, so here's the thoughts.
And I'm sick of having dribs and drabs, and I know, I've done really well.
And backwards, sadness is near.
Sadness is near.
Ooh.
Sadness is near.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sadness is near.
Well, yeah, well, gee whiz. I can see. Yeah. Yes, she did session work with you just in time, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. And it was all based on this one particular business venture that she wanted to sort of start doing a few every year, you know. So it was important that we did the session work so she could just sort of let all that go.
Right.
And be able to succeed in the business that she wanted to do.
Right. Yep. Yep, no, that's important. And then the lucky last reversal, nice positive one to end off with. Here is the forwards.
Of the last couple of weeks about it. Yeah, really weird. Nice. And I just thought, what's happened?
I have the skill.
But I have
a
skill.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a skill.
Actually, I'm hearing, but I have a skill is what I heard. But I have a skill.
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 You hear what I'm hearing?
Yes, I hear that. So that's, see, I don't know why I changed them, David. Why didn't I just leave them alone?
You second guess yourself, Deb. That's what you did.
I know. I shouldn't. Like last night I went, I thought I could only hear I. So don't do reversals at 2 a.m. in the morning, folks. Your brain isn't quite good at hearing not as good.
Yeah, I've done that many, many times in my life. Reversals at 2 in the morning. Yeah, I was up till...
I hunted high and low for the spirit reversals for many, many, you know, hours. I sort of went away, went back to the computer. In the end, I had to just give up and do this, like, transcript and reversals.
Interesting. Yeah, session work is always interesting in interpreting metaphors.
Yeah, no, it was. And like, as I said, we did a great lot of session work sessions with her. The meta walks were great. She made great changes. And as I say, she's doing so, so well in her business now. She's even got people doing like different programs, you know, signing up for group programs that she runs, like, you know, different sort of classes and that. But she does it all from home and then does like get togethers as well with some of the people.
Oh, okay.
So just lots of development, you know. Once she cleared all that stuff, it sort of opened her up to, you know, a lot more creativity and, you know, being able to sort of put forward her ideas and implement them and actually have them work. Do you know what I mean? So really cool. It was really good.
Oh, good on you. It must feel good to help someone.
Yeah, it does. I love doing this part of, like, that's, you know, the session work. And it's so quick and easy to a certain degree, isn't it? You know, you do your 8 weeks. You know, sometimes you might have to do, you know, another round of session work. I know that you've had to do that too, haven't you? Like in some cases you've got to do that.
Well, particularly with physical issues. And I'm finding this more and more. I'm needing two, three rounds for physical issues, depending on how bad it is, depending on how many rounds.
Okay. Yeah, so something like business may well only be like the one session for that specific issue.
Right.
But then, yeah,
right.
If there was more going on, and if it was physical too, you would need more, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would. Yeah. Yes, you do indeed. Yeah, but psychological issues, you normally you can get most of them in one round. So.
And as long as you get you know, well, even if you don't get your unconscious consent, of course, we've got our other little trick up our sleeve that you've taught us in practitioner class, which will start soon, aren't we? Starting a practitioner class in May.
May, next practitioner class. And the next endless class starts April. There's only 3 seats left in this class. So if you want to sign up, now's the time to do it because they'll fill fast and then you'll have to wait till November. Phone number to call me on in America is 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. And I'm in Oregon right now. I'm in the part of Oregon called the Oregon Outback. There you go. How's that for synchronicity?
Oh, okay. So is it it's still winter over there?
Oh, yeah. There's snow all outside on the ground. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Snow
okay,
everywhere.
We've got 30 degrees now, and it's only 11 o'clock.
It was minus 1 degree. Minus 1 degree Fahrenheit last night.
Oh, really?
So centigrade, that'd be probably minus, what, 15, something like that, 15,
oh,
20?
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't know.
Do you know what 30 degrees would be then in America, like there Fahrenheit?
30 degrees would be about 90 degrees.
Okay, so that's, it's hard to sort of, we're so used to Celsius here.
I know we are, Celsius and kilometres.
Yes. Oh, so do you have miles over there?
Yes, miles in America. Yes, miles.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I can remember when Australia went to dollars and cents and we changed from the pound. I remember being very excited going with Dad to the shop to get these new cent coins, you know. Long time back.
Wasn't that in around 64? Was it about 64 that happened?
Yes, it would have to be 64. Yeah, and then.
Yeah, I just vaguely remember it. I was a bubba.
You'll be younger than me, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in my early 50s. There we go.
Oh, there you are. You're 10 years younger than me.
Yes.
So what are your plans for the future of Reverse Speech, Deb? What do you see yourself doing, contributing?
Well, I'm just creating my website now, working with the guy to put together sort of, you know, everything that I want to do with, you know, I suppose just advertise the session work, you know, and then once I finish the training, I do want to sort of run some classes. That would be really cool.
Yes.
That's not as big as yours, like they're rather big, your classes, but, you know, maybe slightly smaller for when I'm just starting out. I'd like to run classes, do more session work, and I've got my website almost sort of up and happening. Hopefully within the next sort of month, I'd say that'd be going.
Right.
And just then try and expand reverse speech through session work. That's sort of my aim, like for people to see how valuable it is how quick and easy, in a way, that they can deal with issues and problems and physical stuff, as well as then you've got the business side of things, you know, people that need a helping hand. Because as you said to us, and I remember this in our train, like when we were doing classes, that, you know, if someone's, you know, doing everything in their power, like they're going to different seminars, they work on themselves 24/7 around business and money, and, you know, there's so many places that you can go to now and have coaching and different things, but if you don't know that you've got all your metaphoric, you know, patterning and images working for you within the unconscious mind, nothing is actually going to sort of get you. You're going to take a few steps forward, but you're always going to step back, aren't you? Because you're running something negative. So then the beauty, I remember of you saying, like, do reverse speech for business, and, of course, then you can clear what that is that's stopping that, you know. You know, people must get frustrated doing all this work, going to seminars, doing affirmations, doing meditations, you know, all that sort of thing, which is wonderful stuff and it's great for the mind. But you want it to get somewhere. Like, you want people to be able to, you know, develop from that. So if you do session work and clear it, they'll have so much more benefits from anything they do in the future for their business and success, isn't it?
Absolutely. Get rid of those blocks and sabotage patterns and watch your business soar. That's the way to go. I hope you get your training class going. I want to see my grandchildren out there. You're my kids, see? And then your students are my grandkids, you see?
That's right, your babies. So hopefully, sort of mid-year, like, I'll get the website going and then, it'll sort of all start to sort of develop, I think, from there, which will be really cool.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Do you want to get some contact information out? Anyone wants to value this of you or their services? Your services? Get your contact information out. There you go.
Yes, yes, I will, for sure.
Oh, that's
so,
the
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Deb, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you for having me. Yep, no, thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening.
And I'll see you in about half an hour. Give me about half an hour, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Excellent.
Okay, see you.
Okay, bye.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these...
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. flikefrankood.com, EnerFood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 2/23/2018. And oh, yeah, things are getting wild weasel in America. And I just want to say this to you. I just saw somebody, old Doc Jack, sent me this. Apparently, there's a gun confiscation center is opening in Seattle. So they want to start confiscating your guns or... You could donate them, I guess, to the...